Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for June 19th. In the year of our Lord, 2018, this is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're also convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great solutions we have, one of the great tools we have for peaceful restoration. You see, we reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. And we talked about Happy Father's Day. We express our appreciation for the love and service fathers render. Lowell reports on his vacation overseas, talking about the incredible sights and sounds and foods and more in Europe. Talked about some of their laws and interesting tidbits there. We also talked about U.S. Senator Mike Lee doing a good job. Says it's time to abolish, that's right, abolish law enforcement authority from federal land. Federal public land agencies, as problematic as these law enforcement programs are on the surface, they're much worse behind the scenes. We've discovered with the Ammon Bundy case and many others that, hey, leaked memos and out-of-control belligerent court proceedings have revealed that these law enforcement agencies operate from a culture of corruption. And really, as exposed agents who think they're above the law, folks, bottom line, we got to stop it. Why is Washington, on another topic, why is Washington backing Saudi starvation policies in Yemen? Why are we involved in Yemen at all, folks? The U.S. officially resumes funding for the white helmets in Syria. Why are we doing that? Why are we engaged all over the world in war as peace? Why are we in over 130 nations militarily? Why do we spend so much money on foreign aid, training, funding, arming all kinds of countries, folks? The United States should not be providing foreign aid at all. Zero, ladies and gentlemen. The states of the union gave no authority whatsoever to the central government for charity. Now, furthermore, it's not charity to steal to some people and give to others. That's called theft. They steal from you and I, the taxpayer, and give in foreign aid. It's got to be stopped, folks. That was hour one with Lowell Nelson of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two yesterday, we talked about gaming disorder, a new term by your psychologists and psychiatrists. They say the World Health Organization is saying you can be addicted to gaming now. And I agree that's true. I think you can be addicted to all kinds of things. But we need to be very careful when we start creating all kinds of mental disorders. Pretty soon, listening to Liberty Roundtable Live is addictive. And pretty soon, they're going to use this mental health wedge against everybody. Everybody's mentally ill, especially if you're a conservative, especially if you're white, especially if you're, and they'll go on and on and on. You believe in one man, one woman marriages, mental disorder. You better be very careful when they go down this road, folks. I'm telling you right now. Write it down. Remember who warned you as they get their foot in the door. We talked about Pope Francis. That's Pope Francis likens abortion to the Nazi eugenics movement. And that's true. But let's be very clear. It's not just the Nazi eugenics movement. The United States and many other countries have been involved in this movement forever. Once they abandoned Hitler, they just took the eugenics movement underground. They're still at it today, folks. Yeah. So abortion's akin to it. The Pope's right, but it's a lot broader than that, folks. Eugenics is going on today. They're trying to still, for the elite, have them live forever. Playing God, almost like the Tower of Babel idea. But it's all underground in the eugenics movement, folks. Don't be fooled. We talked about honey. Can babies have honey? Oh, no. They say you might get botulism. There's a rare form for babies that could be disastrous. You're going to be 1 year old or greater to eat raw honey. What I find fascinating about that is you can pump your kid full of vaccinations and toxins. Man-made, that's okay. But don't you dare let your kid try that raw honey. It could be disastrous. Speaking of raw honey, it does taste phenomenal. And if you would like raw honey delivered directly to your door, get a hold of Kurt to learn more. 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. All I can tell you is honey's good for you, folks. And I agree that anything that gets botulism or, you know, you can turn anything good into bad if you want. But they're calling good evil and evil good all day long, aren't they? So I like raw honey. Love it. We talked about Father's Day. Bill Clinton's, quote, son calls for dad, that's Bill Clinton, to take paternity test. Take a DNA test, says the black, well, he's half black, half white, son. And I appreciate this guy, and I hope we could get to the bottom of it. But again, it's like Barack Obama's birth certificate, or Bill Clinton's the father of this kid, or Hillary's the mother with Webb Hubble of Chelsea Clinton, and you know, you get all these scandals going on, but we can never get to the bottom of any of them, can we? That's because there's an elite class that are above the law, ladies and gentlemen, in America today. Some people call it the swamp. Some people call it the deep state. Whatever you call it, beware, it exists. It's big time. That's why there's no accountability for criminal activity by the insiders and the rest of us. Well, you can't even blink without getting in trouble with the IRS, can you? We talked about vanished government records faced wholesale destruction under Obama. Wow, is that a surprise? So Barack Obama literally destroyed records left and right during his administration. But again, like I say, some people are above the law, no accountability anywhere, right? We talked about weapons of choice. Even gay Americans are now saying, hey, we want to arm ourselves to stay alive. I want a gun to feel equal, writes one in the New York Post. I don't want to get beaten to death, stabbed, and burned alive, says another. So there you have that. Even gay and lesbians are starting to realize there's a Second Amendment unalienable right of self-defense codified in the Second Amendment. That's critical, folks, to understand. And I'm glad people are waking up to that fact. You know what? We want to be as peaceful as possible, but oftentimes the rape me not, the rob me not, the great equalizer is key, fundamental. It was for the founding fathers in breaking away from tyrannical Britain. And the same thing's true today on a federal, state, local, and individual basis. We talked about power out. Nigeria plunged into darkness by power grid meltdown as millions watched the World Cup. Wow. They didn't even get to watch the Cup. It was being promoted on TV. Then all of a sudden they had this massive power outage. Our prayers are with those folks. We talked about the World Cup 2018. Russian lawmaker warns against sex with foreigners. Well, I don't know what a foreigner is. Does the government decide that a foreigner is just someone not from your country? You know, do you trust the Russian leader to say, hey, it's fine to have sex with anybody, but just not foreigners? I kind of go back to God's law on this one, ladies and gentlemen. Thou shalt not commit adultery or anything like unto it. Thou shalt not fornicate, if you will. Look, within God's laws, marriage between one man, one woman is the way to go. And an appropriate relationship within that marital covenant is a blessing. Anything outside of that is not good. So do you trust God for guidelines or a Russian leader? Just curious. Although I agree with the Russian leader, hey, you shouldn't just be involved sexually with people. That's true. Fewer than one out of 20 street robberies and burglaries are being solved by police overseas these days. Wow, new figures reveal. Just crazy. No accountability again. There's just too much, well, turning away from God. People are not self-governed anymore. We talked about the Trump's forecast of 4% GDP. They say that kind of growth is actually close to becoming true. Well, that's a piece of good news for a change. Even with the fraudulent economy, at least there's good news somewhere, huh? We also talked about, quote, two transgender girls compete on a track meet, and the results are shocking. Bottom line is, two boys woke up one day, claimed they were girls, participated in the girls' track meet. The boys, calling themselves girls, literally cleaned up at the track meet. One boy was first, another boy was second. The girls went home very disappointed. Well, that's not nice to do to girls, is it? But in our modern day, if I speak out against it, I'm some kind of a bigot, a hater. It's just amazing in our society these days. Speaking of that, Dennis Prager. All right. That's the recap of yesterday's broadcast, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use starts today. Dennis Prager now. He's been added to the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of hate. Yeah, the Christian broadcaster, Dennis Prager. I'm sorry, let me say that correctly. We've been added to the SPLC's database, he says. He's freaking out, Kurt. He has been added to the SPLC's Hate Watch blog.
At least as far as I can tell, Sam, that's a badge of honor for him.
Yeah, what do you say to Dennis? You know, welcome to the club, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I mean, it's kind of comical, mm-hmm. a little bit. Well, do you find it kind of funny, Kurt, a little bit?
Well, I think he should have been there a long time ago. At least as far as I can see, there was another, there's a story about that, Sam. Looks like the SPLC is going to be paying out some cashola. Did you see that?
I did not see that, but I guess my response is, hey, they have plenty of cash everywhere.
Good point. But anyway, let me find it for you, and then I'll get it to you.
All right, cool. We'll check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Come right back, drill into that. Then we got a whole lot more news the networks refuse to use straight ahead, live from Liberty Roundtable.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So, I don't know if the Pragers are surprised, but the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, recently targeted PragerU by adding our organization to their notorious hate blog. Now, are you surprised about this, Kurt? I mean, I just find this so standard. It's like, you know, hey, welcome to the club. What's the big deal? Except for the Southern Poverty Law Center is getting more and more hate-filled and more outrageous. Now, do you know what PragerU is, first off, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I probably couldn't give you a great definition. I mean, the way I understand it, they do a lot of videos and try to use YouTube and other places to educate and inform individuals?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe they say that. Well, no, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I don't know if it's PragerU for YouTube or if it's PragerU for university, but it's kind of an education alarm. And according to the SPLC, PragerU seems to be, quote, another node on the internet connecting conservative media consumers to the dark corners of the extreme right. The SPLC demonizes any conservative individual or organization that poses a moral or intellectual threat to the left. Their strategy is to undermine anybody by associating them with extreme views of others. All those who oppose the left, no matter how, quote, liberal, let alone conservatives, are sexist, intolerant, xenophobic, homophobic, and it goes on, Islamophobic, racist, bigoted, anti-Semitic, and misogynists, right? The left does this because they know. All they got to do is repeat it over and over and over and over, and even the good guys fall for it, Kurt. That's the bottom line with it. So there you have it. Any other comment on this?
Yeah. Well, everything phobic is what, you know, I mean, that's what they're saying. But according to Wikipedia, they say PragerU, short for Prager University, is a conservative digital media organization structured as a 501c3 nonprofit that creates videos on various topics from a conservative perspective. I can't say that I've seen any of them, but I've heard about them. They say they have a $10 million annual budget, of which they spend more than 40% on marketing. This is all according to Wikipedia. So, you know, I mean, they say they had a lawsuit over use of a photograph in 2013. They've used, what, Siri thinks he's going to talk to me now?
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
No, yeah, I don't want
to. You got to unlock your iPhone, buddy.
I told her to be quiet this morning. I mean, what's up with that? Anyway, there is, at least it looks like PragerU is a pretty good place to learn some truth, right?
I think so. I think Dennis Prager and the PragerU is a great organization. And the bottom line, though, is they say, hey, it doesn't matter. When you oppose the left, you're in trouble. I mean, Facebook, yeah. Amazon, Google, YouTube, and Twitter all rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center to determine which organizations count as hate groups.
Yeah. I guess.
Here's the bottom line. The liberals lawsuit. Do this because they're incredibly effective, Kurt. Who's going to stop them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. And maybe these guys are, you know, we've had friends that said, hey, man, you got to stop them in the courts. You got to go after them for damages and stuff. And so maybe these guys listen to that because they say late last year they filed a federal lawsuit against Google claiming 37 of their videos were unfairly demonetized or flagged so that they could only be viewed with restricted mode and disabled. Anyway, the bottom line is that cuts them back. And the judge there, Lucy Coe, ruled that because Google was a private company, PragerU had failed to show that it had infringed its free speech rights. Anyway, that's, I guess, the details so far, and there's probably more. They say they've talked about PragerU does videos about electoral college, voter fraud.
Yes, so you can't talk about that kind of stuff, Kurt. You might educate folks on the checks and balances that made America great, and you might also expose voter fraud. You can't be doing that kind of stuff.
They argue against a minimum wage, tell about American. They argued that the American Civil War was caused by slavery. Let's see. Anyway, different things are on here on the Wikipedia, but as far as I know, he's a pretty good guy, Mr. Dennis Prager.
Well, yeah, now, they say in this little article that I have, they say our founder, Dennis Prager, often says, listen, The decent never fight enough. That's why the indecent so often win. Now, that's a point that I've made quite often, Kurt, and people haven't been very, you know, supportive of my point. I say it differently, but the same point's made. Hey, we don't put our money where our mouth is. And it's kind of my way of saying the same thing that he's saying. Hey, you know, and that doesn't mean that he's saying that there's, you know, no decent people that do a good job. He's just saying, in general, the indecent sure put a whole lot more effort into their cause than we put into ours. And I think he's spot on with his point. You know what? Another way to say that is, hey, the reason that, you know, the bad guys are winning is because the moral majority just kind of sits on their hands and doesn't do much. And I think the general point's right. Now, that doesn't mean to dismiss those who have done a lot of good. There's been a few people that have donated to us. We're so grateful for your support and involvement. Kurt's right to point that out. But at the same time, it's right for Dennis Prager to point out that, hey, you know what? The decent just aren't doing enough. And the indecent, man, they're going for broke on this thing. We got to have more of us get involved and stand up and take this seriously if we want to win. And I bring that up because, so Dennis Prager's in a big battle. We've been in a battle with the Southern Poverty Law Center for quite some time, right? But you're saying the U.S. far-left group, SPLC, they're going to pay who? Counter-extremists?
Yeah, there's a, at least I had never seen a deal where they were being forced to pay somebody. You know, the SPLC just seemed to usually bring money in. And in this case, it's a Breitbart piece. The headline reads, U.S. far left group SPLC. You know, that's, of course, the way Breitbart would put it, not the way Google or somebody else would put it. To pay counter-extremist, a guy's name is Majid Nawaz, $3.3 million settlement over anti-Muslim hate list. And Chris Tomlinson's the author. It says, you know, the settlement amount was announced by Mr. Nawaz on Twitter following a lawsuit brought against the group last year for including him on their field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. He included a press release from anti-extremist Quilliam Group, which he co-founded, that said not only was the SPLC paying Nawaz and Quilliam $3.375 million U.S. dollars, but also formally apologized to Nawaz for including him on their hate list. The statement adds that SPLC President Richard Cohen said, Mr. Nawaz and Quilliam have made valuable and important contributions to public discourse, including by promoting pluralism and condemning both anti-Muslim bigotry and Islamic extremism. Anyway, it says, bottom line is, they're supposed to be getting some of their money. They say, Mr. Nawaz commented on the motivation behind the lawsuit, saying the Southern Poverty Law Center, who made their money suing the KKK, was set up to defend people like me, but now have become the monster they have claimed they wanted to defeat. Placing my name on a list like this not only smears my name, but also puts me in physical danger. You know, so I, it seems to me like, Sam, we could learn from him, and if they're going to pay out some cash, you know, go after them and make them pay, right?
Well, it's a good idea, Kurt, and Dennis Prager's willing to sue, but, you know, very few people are willing to get involved and support these efforts, and most of us just don't, you know, take this seriously enough, Kurt. So you're right, we could do that. Now, I don't know if we will, but we certainly could.
Yeah,
to make
your
point.
I don't even know how to get her done.
Well, but when you say you don't know how to get it done, you know, we can talk about that coming up for a second, but I'll give you some examples. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're attacking all of us. Where's Donald to help us out, right? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Dennis Prager literally suing who, Kurt? Suing Google, I think?
Well, that's what the Wikipedia piece says.
All right. Well, I think that Dennis Prager needs to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center, too. But, you know, the problem is, Kurt, we just don't have enough people on our side to take the deal. You know, it's hard to find an attorney. It's incredibly expensive. Mm-hmm. The only one that I know that really goes after this kind of stuff well enough, in my mind, Marcus Mumford did a great job for the Bundys, but now he's, you know, not going to practice in Oregon. They literally tased him, threw him to the floor, abused him, and hey, no accountability there whatsoever, even in the courtroom with a video rolling, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then, you know, this guy, okay, now you got Larry Klayman doing a great job, but man, the poor guy's got his hands full. I mean, how many things can he focus on, right? But there's not many attorneys, Kurt, that'll even take cases and really stand up strong. Larry Beecraft is one that's done quite well over the years. And, you know, there's a few, but they're rare and hard to find. And how do you put together this case? How do you raise the money? How do you get it done? And, you know, the people who could really back this, you know, the Koch brothers, the Donald Trumps of the world, you know, Rush Limbaugh could, you know, Glenn Beck could, you know, some people with some cash could, Michael Savage could. Alex Jones is battling the best he can, but they're going to run him right out of money. I pray it doesn't happen, but I can see it right now. And, you know, you get this, and, you know, what do you do? And your point's a good one. I called the Dennis Prager University and organization and said, hey, let's get Dennis on. And, well, you know, it just gets lost in the minutia. They said, okay, we'll check into it and have somebody call you back. And then they don't call me back. And then how do I get a hold of them again? I've only got so much bandwidth. I can only call those guys back so many times and work on it so much, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's. I'm not here to be critical of everybody. I know everybody's doing their best. You know, I don't think the Dennis Prager group's just like, hey, we hate Sam Bush, but we don't want to get back to him. I don't think that at all. I just think they're like everybody else, Kurt. In this case, I believe they're just like, man, we got this lawsuit going. We got our talk shows going. We got our university to run. And they're just doing the best they can. I don't think that they have any reason not to come on Liberty Roundtable Live or anything like that. I just think, and so everybody's spread so thin. And we don't have a coordinated effort. We don't have money to back our causes. And Liberty Roundtable is hoping to change that by bringing a lot of people to the radio, a lot of the stories, a lot of the discussions, and backing those, backing the good guys, if you will, those who are trying to do something about it. Dennis Prager and crew, Prager U is one of them. And so we highlight this and bring it all up. And so you say, I don't know what to do about it. You know, again, I'm gonna bring up Dennis Prager's phrase, Kurt, because I think it's spot on. Dennis Prager often says, the decent never fight enough. That's why the indecent so often win. I mean, that's a great way to say what I've tried to say for years, Kurt. I mean, it's a different way to say it, but the principles are the same. And what is the answer then? Well, if the decent never fight enough, the answer is for us to fight more. And for people to get involved wherever they can. And I don't mean to down anybody who's already doing it. You know, kudos to all those who are actually anxiously engaged in this sacred cause that we find ourselves. But there needs to be more of us. There needs to be more money, more people, more effort, more volunteers, more, you know, talk shows, more lawsuits, more. And I'm not really a lawsuit guy. But in this case, how do you stop the Southern Poverty Law Center from their lies and their dishonest smearing of us? At some point, it rises to the level of libel and slander. Now, James Edwards, for example, one of the talk show hosts on this network, personal dear friend. He's the political cesspool talk show, the host of that talk show, joins us once a month or more often on the radio. By the way, he's supposed to be with us tomorrow, but he'll be out of town, so we'll have to catch him next week or so when he comes back. Nevertheless, I bring this up to say he launched a lawsuit, had a great attorney that was willing to do it. They got so far, they got shut down dishonestly. I mean, they said James is not a member of the KKK, but hey, this newspaper can claim that he is, and it's no problem, no harm, no foul. Why? Because of the company he keeps. Well, you need to appeal that. You need to really get Donald Trump involved. This, they will slander you. They'll call you a homophobe. All these, Dennis Prager is right. The problem is the Southern Poverty Law Center will tell you that, hey, James is evil, Dennis Prager's evil, and now Dennis and James won't even work together because, you know, Dennis probably won't work with the notorious racist James. See what I mean? And so they've done their work so well to divide and conquer to where the good guys can't even get together. Well, anyway, then they put a bunch of pressure on James's attorney. He bowed out. Now James has no representation and doesn't have a lot of money. What does he do next? So now the courts have codified that it doesn't matter if James is the leader of the KKK or not. They can claim it, even if it's not true. Now what do you do? And so we got to row to hoe, and the answer is more money, more people, more involvement, more. And we got to just keep working on it. And all I can say is this. Our cause is just, Kurt. So we remain steadfast in the sacred cause to promote the principles of liberty. Even though they're calling good evil and evil good, we need to call good good and evil evil. And we will not give up this cause. We will not leave the plow in the field, so to speak. We will continue. We'll do the very best we can. And we'll pray hard, and we'll work hard, and we'll invite others to our sacred cause and to join the mission, if you will. And that's what we can do. And I know it sounds like, wow, that's a give-up plan, Sam. No, it isn't. It's that we're going to do our very best and trust in God for the rest plan. That's what it is. And everybody needs to be involved wherever they can. But when you take Facebook, Amazon, Google, YouTube, and Twitter, that's a huge swath of the internet, ladies and gentlemen. That's where most people go for all their information. They all rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center to decide who are the hate groups. And we got to change that first. But Richard Mack fought back and has an apology from the Southern Poverty Law Center. So, you know, there are gains to be made. As few as we get, you put more into the fight and we'll get more gains. And we're going to keep on it. I'm this, I don't know what you call it, counter-extremist. I don't know how to say this guy's name even. What's the guy's name?
By the way, apparently, it's a big, long Kazim or something like that, but bottom line is
Majid
Nawaz. Like,
Majid Nawaz.
The SPLC said this regarding the $3.3 million settlement It was the right thing to do in light of our mistake and the right thing to do in light of the growing prejudice against the Muslim community on both sides of the Atlantic. We will look to our insurance carrier to cover the cost of the settlement.
See, they have money for insurance. You and I get sued. We don't have money for insurance, Kurt.
Good point.
Now, it's a bad thing to admit on the air, but I'm just saying that's the difference in our sides. They put their money where their mouth is. They've got deep support and deep backing, and, you know, I don't know that we have those things. But you know what? The bad hates the good, Kurt, is the bottom line here. And we are in a big war, and we got to keep at it, and we got to do our very best, and, you know, that's all we can do. All right, the DMV's in the news, Kurt. You know, this talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, a little bit too hardcore. So let's just move to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, right?
And this is a California piece, basically, but they're saying that I guess in California there are certain times when the wait at the DMV can be like 5 hours. That's Sacramento Bee is the source of it, but you know, I mean, I was thinking about that when I remember hearing about a son of ours that lives in Arizona, and their license is good for like 40 years, Sam. I bet their DMV is not quite as busy, you know.
Yeah, but Kurt, how do you just fleece everybody for taxes every 5 years when you do something like that?
Good point, Sam.
See, isn't that what it's about? I mean, you got to pay taxes on your car even though you already bought it. Even though you already paid a sales tax, you got to pay a yearly tax on your car and your house. How come you don't have to on your toothbrush, Kurt?
Good point. They got to fix that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about. Every 5 years or whatever, you go in and you just got to pay more every year. You got to go in and pay on your car. Hey, what if you don't pay the property tax on your car, Kurt? Then what happens?
It's not yours.
Then do you really own your car, Kurt?
Yeah.
You just think you own your car, you stupid American that thinks you're free. You know, tragic but true. Anyway, the bottom line is this author, what's the guy's name, Tony Bizjak, chimes in and gives you all kinds of tips to help you, right, Kurt?
Yeah, about the times
like
to go.
Like play checkers and stuff like that.
One person went there about 8:30 in the morning, didn't get out until 1:43 p.m. You know, it's a great place to spend a day. They say they've struggled to roll out some major changes this year.
You know what they need to do? They need to do like the Disney Fast Passes, Kurt.
Yeah, federal mandated real ID cards, which are bringing in thousands more people to field offices. The real ID cards are driver's licenses that will serve as ID at federal airport security checkpoints for domestic flights starting in October 2020. The DMV also
changed. In other words, it's full
changes.
Of biometrics and violating your privacy even more and more and more. Under the guise of, quote, security, right, Kurt?
Yeah. This is where you'll get your chip, maybe. But anyway, the DMV also changed their numbering or queuing system for motorists waiting at field offices, but the new system confused some employees, lengthening waits. Employees in some offices are being retrained, of course. Yeah. To ease the crowding, they say try Saturdays. Saturdays are open 8 to 1.
Well, if you start at 8 and you don't get in line, you know, then you might just go wait till 1 and then they might not take you, Kurt. It'll be like, closed.
Yeah, there you go.
This window's closed over here.
DMV, baby.
Hey, all you got to do is move out of California, though, and things get better in a hurry, ladies and gentlemen. That's number one. But I got a question for you to ponder over the break, Kurt. Would you rather be the guy suing the Southern Poverty Law Center, the guy suing Monsanto, or the guy suing Google? We'll talk about it when we get back in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, I don't know. Who would you rather be suing, Kurt?
I guess I'd rather be suing like Google and these others simply because I don't think I'd be dealing with the cancer that the Roundup sewer is dealing with. The Bloomberg piece where the headline reads, Monsanto faces man dying of cancer in Roundup trial. You're not going to see a lot of talk about this. Here's the main reason. Monsanto spends lots of money, Sam, advertising. And so if, say NBC, CNN, ABC, et cetera, all these big media sources don't want to miss out on a bunch of that money, they're not going to talk about a story like this. But Joel Rosenblatt has the piece, and the subheadline says, Groundskeepers case is first among thousands of people that are suing. Company says herbicide ingredient is most tested in history. Guy's name is Lee Johnson. As doctors didn't think he'd live long enough to testify in court, that exposure to Monsanto company's Roundup weed killer caused his deadly cancer. He's 46 years old. He's now first in line to go to trial against the agrochemical giant among thousands of people across the U.S. who blame its herbicide for their disease. I guess the guy was a groundskeeper for the school district in Benicia, California. You know where that is, Sam?
Benicia. No, I don't.
They say it's 40 miles east of San Fran.
Northeast. It's up Sacramento Johnson, way kind of thing.
Yeah, they say Johnson mixed and sprayed hundreds of gallons of Roundup. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2014, and in July, after chemotherapy and other treatment, his oncologist gave him 6 months to live. Poof.
You know what Monsanto's counting on, don't you, Kurt? All the folks with cancer suing, dying before the lawsuits are finalized.
Well, yeah, besides the fact that this is just kind of a cost of doing business, Sam. I mean, you make your product and, you charge enough so that, hey, you're ready to pay off things like these little lawsuits,
Yeah, good point. Our prayers are with those folks, though. Derry Brownfield, a good friend of ours who passed away now, was a great broadcaster in his own right. But he fought Monsanto big time, too, and got beat up over them pretty good, lost most of his wherewithal, so to speak. So
he used to call it.
That's why people don't fight, Kurt, because they get slaughtered.
Yeah, he used to call Missouri University Monsanto U.
Yeah, because they were the kind of the incubators.
They spent a bunch of money there and funded it, et cetera. One other thing that was interesting, kind of about this story, somebody brought this up lately when I told them about years ago when we put friends of ours on the radio, and we'd have and they would tell people how to cure cancer, and we'd have people we knew meet us like at the post office and say they followed their procedures and were basically cured. And I remember getting a call, or I'm pretty sure it was a call from what's called the Huntsman Cancer Institute. And they wanted us to put on public service announcements, or in other words, free advertising, I think, for them. And I said to them, well, we put on people every day that tell people how to cure cancer. If you guys are really interested in that, then please get back to us. I remember hearing a call back. And this individual I was talking to said, well, you got to understand, Huntsman Chemical is a massive company that probably, like this Monsanto thing, was part of the whole, cancer causing throughout the world. And so then they started the Huntsman Cancer Institute to, as a way to kind of, I guess you could say, get penitence or whatever, and so it was kind of an interesting
strange, and I just pray for the folks that have cancer, and I pray that we can have accountability for Monsanto. If I had to pick whether I was going to, sue Google or Monsanto or any of those other people, I'd pick the Southern Poverty Law Center to sue, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I would? Because if I did that, then, hey, Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and... Well, all those folks are relying on the Southern Poverty Law Center to provide valid and solid information. And if I could beat them and prove the lack of credibility on the side of the Southern Poverty Law Center, then I might be able to undermine that whole connection that is driving this whole media frenzy that's against us all. So that's who I would sue the most if I, But they'll just say, Sam, you don't have standing, even though they've called me one of the greatest hate groups in the state of Utah, see?
Good point.
Because how do you define standing, Kurt? Well, it all depends on who the judge is.
Exactly right.
He who owns the media makes the rules. He who sits in the judge box calls the shots, right?
Yeah.
And so there you go.
That's why you want to get that trial of by jury.
Well, there's visionaries and scoundrels everywhere, isn't there, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. As far as I can tell, there are, Sam. And let's see. I'm just looking that one up. It's amazing how many news stories there are, ladies and gentlemen, that we can find.
And whenever I grab one of them, I cut and paste it and put it into a little document. So I got it all right in front of me. I don't have to worry about all the Google ads popping up and all the garbage or any of that kind of stuff. I then work on the story, spend some time, and I take a 50-paragraph story and boil it down to about a paragraph of facts and details that I need with the headline.
Yep.
And that way I've got a total handle on that dude.
This is a massive piece, but it's from the Los Angeles Times.
Yes.
And apparently, Sam, they got new ownership now. The guy's they say he's a local, but I just was amazed at the...
it's like a big money local, though, Kurt.
Well, yeah, or else you can't buy the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, that's right. Because the papers are worth so much these days.
Yeah, well, it's like the Washington Post. They buy them, like Bezos did, and they understand this whole idea of, he who owns the media makes the rules.
Yes, they do.
And this piece tells you all about, how they started way back in the 1800s and different stuff like that, and the different things that they did, how they ran the press by a water wheel that frequently got jammed by fish, what they paid to, I guess it used to say the Los Angeles Daily Times, but now they took that off. And, anyway, it was just interesting to me to read through kind of the story, which kind of outlines the whole changing of the world in the press world, if you will. But they are saying now, Sam, the L.A. Times is now saying with their new owner that they're going to go after you know, basically say no to fake news. What do you think will happen there with them?
Well, I mean, I appreciate the idea that they're going to say no to fake news. But didn't the New York Times say, hey, we're going to start telling the truth now, too, Kurt, back in the Donald day? And they're getting attacked by President Trump. They're like, hey, we're going to start telling the truth now. They haven't done anything like that, Kurt, that I see.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, but you know, we got to say this, maybe they will. It'd be cool, you know.
I have hope without that, faith on that score, Kurt. What I mean is, I don't really have a lot of trust, and so the history is a little checkered. But I do hope, genuinely hope, that they do, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to be negative. I just don't have a lot of confidence, and that's why I say, you know, I have hope. I mean, I really want that, but I don't have a lot of confidence in that, if you will. That, to me, the difference between hope and faith is a little bit of confidence or trust, right, Kurt?
And that's the beautiful thing about competition. You know, at least that typically makes things better, and you got the other competing entities.
Amen to that.
That are coming in.
All right, anything else? New local media. Ownership. No. First time in 18 years, right?
That's right.
After 18 years. All right, do we have time for the flashback story of the Donald, Kurt? I think we do.
Let's see. Oh, that it was like 3 years ago when
Said
he was going to run.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Donald announced his historic run for president, and the media mocked him.
Yeah.
Jim Hoft writes the piece, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. And what you've got is, I mean, we even saw that story about President Obama making fun of President Trump, saying, oh, he'd never, he'd never be president or anything like that. And yet, I think he's laughing, you know.
Yeah, they mocked him, and now he's mocking them, and they don't know what to do about it. But what do you expect, right?
It's pretty
interesting. We're not saying Donald's perfect. We're just saying it's kind of interesting.
No.
You know, the debate is, did they really put Donald in intentionally, or did they kind of make a miscalculation and Donald got in, you know? It's hard to say on that one. But I know this, though. Speaking of people to sue, looks like Amazon censorship masquerading as commerce. That'll be the last story of the hour, Kurt.
Yeah. Now, good point.
Because you mentioned Jeff Bezos, so I just thought we'd bring this up.
Juanita Broderick, is
poor
part
Juanita.
Of this.
She's, says that, I don't know if she's part of the Me Too. Maybe she started Me Too, Kurt.
Yeah, they say the sudden and unexplained disappearance from Kindle of a new book by Juanita Broderick, who claims Bill Clinton raped her, is raising a new questions about the online retail giant's control of information. I guess Joseph Farah said Amazon under the spell of political extremist hate groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, there's little question in my mind that this is impacting Amazon's decision-making about the books and movies they sell.
See, the Southern Poverty Law Center having an influence again. That's why I'd sue them first personally.
Yeah, good point.
It's almost like all roads lead back to the SPLC in some way or another, doesn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
Never mind the government has cut ties supposedly with them because of their scandals, Kurt. They've lost all credibility, but who's going to tell the story, Kurt?
Great point, Sam.
I mean, I guess we are. And who wrote that article then? Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily?
This is a WorldNet Daily piece. They say it's got no author, but they do quote Joseph Farah. And, you know, it's somebody there wrote it, but I always think it's funny when they write no author on it.
You know why they do that, don't you, Kurt?
Because then nobody gets blamed for it, I guess. But
oftentimes you can't attack an individual for it, and oftentimes there might be multiple people working on a piece. And what the mainstream press does is list like 300 people worked on this or something like that. WND just says, hey, there's no author here. You're not going to attack anybody. WND will take the heat for you, authors. But thanks for reporting on this. And hey, there, at WND.com, credibility is on the line, but they do a phenomenal job. And I appreciate Joseph Farah for being involved there and standing up as we do. There's very few who have the guts to stand up, and I see WND time and time and time again doing so, and we're grateful for that. Quick pause. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure.